This podcast is part of the MyPodcast.com network. Go online right now and get your very own 100% free podcast, MyPodcast.com.
What's going on, everybody? As we do each and every Saturday overnight, it's Gamma Crush, Steel City's hometown Hamburglar. And with me, we also got my man, Chase Marks. This Chase is Dope March, FM, man. Along with Daddy J on the one and twos. And who we got up on the phone lines with us this evening?
We got the Invisible Men, Carnage.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, big ups. Yeah, it's a little rusty, but hope we can hear y'all pretty good and everything. So why don't you let the people know where y'all repping and how y'all got together and everything.
Word up. Well, I come out of New York. You know what I mean? Straight the five boroughs, rep that and all that. LXG, Big Kids Designs. That's the fans right there.
This
kid is just holding it down.
Oh, yeah, this is Mark. I'm coming from Philly, Jersey. I'm in Atlanta right now. But we straight up Universal Soldiers. Repping that Brody chant.
Right.
Invisible Man.
Brody.
Nice. Yeah, so sorry, listeners out there, Mark Speck is a little bit sometimes hard to hear there, but at least we got the whole group, Invisible Men. It's nice to have you guys on, definitely. The unveiling, we've been feeling that album of yours. So how'd you guys come together? Coming from different places, how'd you form Invisible Men?
Well, we met in Atlanta in like 05 for Best Damn Rap Tour. Like C-Rays, Fast Air, J-Live. And like we was at the show, just, you know, he's running around, I'm running around. And we just like, Samson ran up to me and just was like, yo, what up, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, just started building, and just connected like that. He came up here another time after we met, came up to New York. We recorded like a couple of songs. Before that, we linked back up at Scribble Jam. And then after Scribble Jam, we did like songs, like four songs. Like three of them was with Low Deck. And then me and him just kind of zoned out in our own world and started building from there.
Man, Low Deck, I haven't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah, man,
like what you need to know? We did the unveiling mad quick. Like really? That album was done in like one weekend.
Wow.
Majority of that.
We put all the time together. It was probably 2 days. We did like six songs, and then we did like another five.
Nice. Sorry, it's a little. We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you, but you're coming through. So
we understand what y'all are saying.
We got that. I liked the one song on your album. You were talking about rappers not having styles, and I'm not sure which one of you said, but you admitted to biting Dos FX and Busy B.
Oh, that was me.
that was you, Carnage?
That was me saying, like, the first rhyme I wrote made my brain work like Busy B. Watch me serve. It started something with an Iggy flow. That's Dos FX style. Act like you know.
Yeah, I like that because that's like kind of bigging up what's come before and like, you know, and it's kind of showing respect to like Busy B and Dos FX, who are like, you know, part of like hip hop history that everybody needs to know. You know, and like, I know when I was first rhyming, I started to bite Dell a bit because. I think rappers kind of have to do that to grow. So, like, my question is, how do you learn style, and how do you come up with your own style?
Oh, I'll let Spec take that one.
See, really? And I wish y'all could hear me clearer. But the thing is, we come from an era where you had to be original. So, it wasn't really biting. it was more like an influence. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, people don't know what this whole hip hop thing is. Like, half the people that review our album, they don't even know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, I say stuff like Long Time in the Track, and he say stuff like Don's Effect, and they're like, we don't know what those references are from. Like, very few people know what we're talking about.
Basically.
The older crowd would definitely understand that, which is still all good still, you know what I mean?
But I think we need to, like, you know, as you know, I guess we're elders in hip-hop now because we know that history, and a lot of the kids coming up don't. So it's nice that you can talk about that in your songs.
Yeah, like, and they'll be curious to know that type of history. Like, Simpsons, that show did a lot of older references, too. And you're like, where's this from? But now you can look that up and then be like, oh, that's funny. And then totally understand that and be like, yo, that's crazy. That's the whole reason why you have commentaries on DVDs now, too. And then, like, if it's like a sketch comedy show, then you understand, like, wow, this show, watching this now, this is a lot more funnier watching this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the thing is, we don't rhyme for them. The thing is, like, also is, you got to understand that these people that are 30 and 31, they wasn't necessarily listening to hip-hop. They was listening to Pearl Jam. You know what I'm saying? They was listening to, like, grunge rock. So, even though they 30 and shit, you can't give them the credit to know what we're talking about anyway. Like, hip-hop wasn't everybody music. It wasn't mainstream. It was, like, really a circle of people.
Yeah, I dig that. Dig that totally, man. So, what's one of your favorite cuts off the Unveiling?
What's the favorite?
The one you talked about right there?
That's your favorite?
Hip-Hop PSA.
Hip-Hop PSA is dope.
What do you say, like, Gamma Crush? Can we play that one for the audience out there?
Yeah, let's get into that. So, basically, y'all want to set this up and let the people know what they about to listen to.
What's good, y'all? Y'all about to listen to the new joint off the Invisible Men album. Look out for that video later this year, directed by Stephen Tapia. It's called Hip Hop PSA. Pretty much just setting the pace to let y'all know where this hip hop is. Like your hip hop 101, real quick. You know, just like,
yeah. If you listen to hip hop in the early 90s, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Oh, what track number is that?
Like number 4, I think.
Okay. Alright, yeah, so this track we're gonna get into right here. Stope FM, we got Invisible Man, Carnage, Mark Speck. Keep it locked, y'all. We'll be back in a minute more with the Invisible Man.
Alright.
In a minute.
The first rhyme I wrote made my brain work like busy bees. Watch me serve. It started something, something with an iggity flow. That's Das Effect style. Act like you know. Cause a lot of y'all toys don't got a style. Rapping robots trying to profile. Sounding like Pop, Biggie and Nas, Jay-Z babies, Busta Rhymes. I could go on and on, but the list too long. Instead of breaking each other, let's add
MC
on.
MC Ultra, magnetic, y'all can't set it. Spit pretty gritty, flashing that weapon. Damn, why they half stepping? We smash ancestors, they wanna be down with the kings. That ain't past, that's present. We need the cash regiment. Ego tripping on the wrong side of the tracks. Punks jump up to get laid out on the far side of the map. Dummy, all y'all gone. Die from a slap. Powerful impact. Boom!
Don't push my buttons like an NPC. The monster will come out and eat your team like a dinosaur on an eating spree. This what happens when you don't let me be. Raise hell, open up the streets. Demons and creatures, ninjas in sheets, eager to eat you and leave you deceased. The evil is lethal, can't you see?
Nah, I ain't
chillin' at. They gorillas, but nothing from the silverback. Get them touched, no one gon' feel a hand. This that 88 shit, but it's still advanced. Shoot the messenger, then he kill a middleman. 2800 milligrams of the killer fans. God shine in your presence and he gonna get his head. Did you really think you wouldn't feel his wrath? If you see him, he invisible, cooking rhymes. Sorry, Ma, it ain't no clocks and bullet times. It's ill how the sun came and took your shine. Look alive, you know I'm pouring jokes for mine. You gotta have style and learn to be original. And everybody might wanna sound different too. You gotta have style and learn to be original. And everybody might wanna sound different too.
You gotta have style. That's the problem. You ain't got no style.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm feeling that track. That's nice, man.
All right.
I even heard more references that time. Just listening to it there, I picked up a few more. So nice. Nice.
And see, that's how, like, how can you review an album and listen to it one time? Like, if you're a listener of music in general, and I listen to all kind of music, the best albums that I have in my collection, I gotta listen to it multiple times, and I get something new every time.
Word up.
Yeah, that's the mark of a classic right there. When you can listen to something again and again, and just cause, and you can pick up new things, you get something new from it. So, you know, I hope you guys are gonna be around for a long time, cause I like what I'm hearing so far, and like I'm gonna keep listening. Totally.
Right.
Yeah. Man, that's how it felt, because they trying to keep us out. They want y'all to, like, listen to really, really, like, just this soft tempos, soft rhyme structure. They don't want to take it back to Timberland boots and hoodies.
No, now it's like, yeah, like the blazer over the hoodie.
Yeah.
Everybody, the blazer, and then, like, you gotta look like Rainbow Bright.
Everybody heads want to dress like Michael Jackson and Thrilla and Theo Huxtable from the Cosby.
Son, not even Thrilla. Like, they Thrilla would fly. Like, Thrilla had to fly, like, the zipper jacket. Mm-hmm. Now they want to just rock the socks with the diamonds in it.
crazy.
That's a crazy itch right there.
Yo, cats is moonwalking without the shoes. They just rocking the socks.
Word up. And tight pants and whatnot. It's ridiculous.
It's like when you was a kid and you had the pajamas that was one piece.
Yeah, so what are you guys bumping right now? Like, what's in your car decks right now?
What am I listening to? I just listened to, what am I listening to these days? Hardly much of anything. Like, I'm very selective. Damn, I got my iPod.
I'm listening to OP Jewel's
classic.
And Black underrated classic.
Stage. And Cuban Link.
Yeah, that OC, that second, that Jewel's, that makes Word Life look mainstream. That's how, like, underrated that record is.
Yeah, that was a great record. Definitely. Yeah, I can still bump that. Still bump the first, both those albums. First OC albums, man, those amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, that was the hardest, man. Like, you don't see that no more. Yeah, I said it before, like, when you rhyme, your voice is supposed to change. Like, your persona is supposed to change. The hot thing now is to be like Joe Regular Dude and say, hey, I rap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like,
nobody wants to be these rappers.
Nobody really possesses the talent. You can just download talent, man. That's what this world that we're in right now. It's just, you can download everything. You can find your life. You can create a whole new life for yourself by just the push of a button.
If you wasn't ever a DJ, get a Serato. If you wasn't ever an MC, get Pro Tools.
Yeah.
If you wasn't ever a singer, get Auto-Tune.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost too easy these days, right? Like,
yeah.
So, like, you need to, I don't know what we need to do, but it's almost like there's too much stuff out there, and it's hard to find the real anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much have to keep true to yourself. This is the basic lessons that I keep to. It's like, I can't sit there and worry about what everybody else is doing or trying to do. I just got to know how to just keep my sword sharp. I got to keep keeping my blade sharp. I got to keep working at it and keep making sure that I get the music out, whatever form or fashion, to the people, so that the lane that you create, there's a following some way, somehow. So all these other people have done the same thing. It's just the science was a bit different back then. You know, there wasn't that much internet publications and all this stuff like that. You actually had to go out there and do footwork. You had to put up posters and stickers and go to the parties and hand out the flyers and all that. But now everything is just like, you know, people have put up like an online flyer.
Yeah, it's dope. Facebook now.
Yeah, which is dope. I'm all for that. You know what I mean? I got the Facebook, I got the High Five, I got the MySpace, and the list goes on. But the thing now is, you know, it's just how to push yourself out there where people can say, oh, these guys are actually, you know, trying to get stuff out there. Where can I find it? Oh, if you go here, this is where you find it. If you go to that site, this is where you find it. So it's not necessarily like we're being closed off. It's we're being introduced to more avenues. Just have to know how to take those avenues and turn them into something instead of just sitting around and complaining like, oh, this is not working for me. Nothing is ever good.
Right.
This is the real hip hop.
And there's red tape. There's still the same amount of red tape.
Yeah.
Like, if you have an all-star publicist that's sucking off like all the blogs and all these other people,
word up.
It don't matter how real you are. There's people with less talent, but they got a talented publisher.
Yeah.
And they got a talented manager.
Talented manager. They got a big publicist who's like, or they just have somebody with a lot of money behind them and, you know, who just wants to be a part of that whole, the whole limelight. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people are just like socialites and just want to be a part of the limelight. Some of these people don't even really do music, and if they do, it's something that they just take for granted, where somebody would lose 3 hours sleep just to get extra to try to finish recording a hit that they didn't realize was going to be a hit. You know, some of these people, like Spec said, they get their Pro Tools or they get whatever audio editing program that they have, set up their little studio, and now they're the biggest banging next track.
They don't have to be on the street.
No, not at all.
They could be in the house and be like, why am I going to be in the street? I could be a dope rapper on MySpace.
Yeah, man. I read interviews with cats who were just like, yo, I didn't want to take the standing outside and selling CDs, so they used to email people their songs, like every week, every month, new song, new mixtape, you know, cuts down like this whole middleman standing in front of your store or whatever it is, however you're doing this to get your music out there. Like, that's good, you know, but it's just like, it's not as lucrative as, you know, having like an online store somewhere, you know, also just being able to press up your own stuff in your crib and just ship it out to these places that, you know, who actually still sell CDs. You could just ship it out to them and get it popping and, you know, all these
and
other
things. And I don't mind none of that. It's when you press up your talent in the house. Like, you don't ever leave the house.
Right.
Yeah, I understand what you
like,
guys
are saying. MCing is about to be who's the dopest nigga that can make this up.
Definitely. So it's, like, it's about showing and proving, right?
Right.
A lot of soon they're going to be doing shows in their house.
Yeah, man. What you think soon is going on right now? Cats record their joints in their house, perform the song, and then put it up on YouTube. You know, I've seen it.
Me and Chase did that.
See?
Yeah, but there's artists. I don't even know if you can call them artists doing that, because you know they never rhyme to 16 bars, like, and they're not on time, and it's like they don't even know what this is all about, right? And like, if you are hip hop, like we are hip hop, you gotta live it, you know. You gotta
right.
pay your dues. You gotta get out there on street corners. Exactly what you guys are talking about.
Right.
Like,
not even street corners. You gotta get into the shows. And the cypher, like, if you don't ever get in the cypher, but you ever publish this thing, just don't. It don't matter about the cypher. And I'm not mad, I'm not hating, but what I'm saying is, eventually it's going to take all the juice out of the culture.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to subculture from the actual culture that started as a subculture. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it turned to that point where cats are so hungry to hear that stuff that they used to get from the 90s, but more of a new age twist to it now. And I feel like it's going to subculture again. So hip-hop is probably going to be like hip-hop 0.1. You know what I'm saying? Like, the
baby. And see, we trying to get them that. And they don't want it. It's like, you have a taste test. And it's Tropicana, and it's high C orange drink. Nobody wants the real orange juice. They want orange drink.
Amazing.
Corn syrup, red number 5.
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe, should we play another song?
Yeah, I just wanted Carnage,
what
one thing. I mean, Dope FM, we've been bumping y'all for about at least over a year. And I've been letting the fans know, I thought, because your name is spelled K-A-R-N-I-E-G-E. And we've been pronouncing Carnage.
I thought it was Carnegie when I first saw that.
Yeah.
Nah, that's all good. Like, mad people have said, I've heard, like, Carnegie, Carnegie, Carnegie this, and Carnegie that. Like, you know. I spelled it differently just for the reason that at one point I was spelling it the regular way, which was C-A-R-N-E-G-E. But after a while, when I saw that, I saw too many cats, too many of these toy cats was just running around saying the same thing. And I was like, yo, I'm not like y'all, I'm different. So, you know, twisted the name around and blasted it off as Carnage. Just in my own spelling, so it's gonna take people a little bit before they realize how to spell my name.
Well,
I
mean, maybe with the group too, because like invisible with the Z's and yeah. dropping the E. So I guess they need to know how to spell your name to find you too, maybe.
Yeah, man, that's it. You gotta do the work. Like an artist, you would sit there and try to remember how many D's or O's is in Madonna's name. So. Not saying I am Madonna or I can compare to her, but I'm just saying, you know, some people, when they just want something so easy and it's like, nah, sometimes you gotta investigate, you gotta find out something that you really want bad, you have to investigate. And when you find it, you'll be glad that you did your footwork.
It's kind of hard to find a guy who's invisible. Sorry, man. No, it's a cool name. Like, Why did you pick invisible? Like, invisible men?
Basically what you said. Like, we're unseen, man. Like, we can't be seen.
Word up. It's not.
It's the invisible warrior.
Yeah.
The ninja. Like, honestly, these kids play like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon. We used to play with Rambo gun, ninja sword, Chinese
star. Oh, that's
Word
the
up.
Reference. That reference comes up in your video, the Jimmy Swag Word. Video.
Yeah.
The
you know,
Rambo reference. I was wondering about that.
Yeah, it's just like
Rambo with the knife in his teeth.
Yeah.
The two Z's represents two sword slashes like Zorro. Instead of it being one, it's two swords, two MCs delivering two final cuts to our opponent.
Nice.
So that's
and
all it is.
And you cut off the E just as an extra emphasis.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. That's nice.
Gotta go. What's that? Go in that world.
Yeah.
So what's the next joint?
We gonna play one more joint?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the next joint y'all want to go into?
I like the last track y'all did with Access.
Yeah. Kill. Big up to Access and Mortar and the Kill. Yeah. It's all fams. All the people that you see on this album is all family, man. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I know that. Who y'all got on production?
Shout out to Illustrate.
Yeah, what up, Illa?
Omega One. Khalid Salam. K Salam. Tep. Jazz Infinite.
Yeah.
Cool.
Basically, no name producers.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, we go back to when you didn't know who DJ Premier was. You ain't know who Pete Rock was.
Right.
People forget that. Like, you didn't always know who they were. They started out just like all these other cats are starting out.
Yeah, like, sometimes I'm not even familiar with Madlib and Jake One, but they like the hottest producers out.
Yeah.
Oh, Madlib, you gotta know him. Yeah. Madlib is like my favorite producer right now.
Yeah.
That's how we go.
Okay, so should we get into this last track? Are there any more suggestions of tracks y'all want the people to hear out in Radio Land?
You can play the mic.
Radio Land, go check us on YouTube.
Word up.
We got two banging videos.
Yes.
T-Rex.
Oh, that's
featuring my dude T-Rex Walls.
Yeah, shouts out
to T-Rex Walls.
And Jimmy Swagger.
That's right.
Yeah. How about we get into the T-Rex joint?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, what track number is that again?
If you get into T-Rex, you gotta get into 10 Years Later right after that. Cause people think we only scream on track and shit. So we need to do like one where we screaming and one where we dropping science.
Alright.
T-Rex is number 7.
Alright, we'll play both, right? We can do that. Thanks for coming through, guys. It's been awesome talking to you.
No problem, man. Big up to y'all for having us.
So we got Carnegie. No, we don't. Carnage, man. Oh, man. I did it again. Sorry, man. Carnage. And Mark Speck from Invisible Men.
Big up to Brody Champs. Q Burrow. Access.
Big up to LXG.
Yeah.
LXG all day. My man Genesis. Go check his new video produced by Ayatollah. Also done by Stephen Toppy. It's called Kids in the Streets. Crazy visuals. The video is banging. Watch out for the rest of the team. We all coming to flood up this game, so keep your ears open.
Cut that Bortomega.
Oh, yeah. Mega big up to Backwoods Studios. Bortomega. Cop that new album. You know what I mean? Support. Show the love. Freeways Walls. Go get that. Support. Show the love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Deuces Wow. Go cop all that.
Vance Bid. Cop that Vance Bid.
Yeah, he was
Mighty
in town.
Joseph. Big up to me. Yeah, he was there. He told me he was coming out there.
Yeah, he came to Steeltown a couple months ago.
Yeah, Double AB. Yeah, I was out there in Canada with him like last October.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we was all out there.
Yeah. So, speaking of Canada, who you feeling out of Canada, really?
I haven't really, like, peeped the whole Canada scene, so I couldn't even really say. I haven't had enough time to really stay out there.
Son, my dude, who I ran into in Brooklyn, Cardinal Official, is doing it right now. Shout out to Cardinal Official.
Yeah, actually.
Shout out to Fort Pyramid.
Yeah, big up to Fort Pyramid.
Yeah, we saw him last week, too.
You know what I mean? Watch out for AAAB, the Diesel album, crazy. Dubs are not on the production. It's a bunch of us, man. I could just keep shouting names out, but it's a bunch of us just affiliated with each other.
Yeah,
trying to come out.
I heard y'all really, sorry about that, but I heard y'all really tight with a good friend of ours, Mindbender Supreme.
Oh, yeah. What up, the Mindbender? Yeah. See him out in Texas, you know what I mean? Kid is crazy.
Yo, Mindbender, that cat is...
That cat is wild, yo. Yo, that nigga ran me down on in South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Bought my album and all that.
Yeah.
Yo, he's a definite supporter and good dude.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to my member.
To get people's.
Yeah, there's a video interview of you guys at South by Southwest I saw online. Can't remember where
yeah,
I caught that.
Yeah, it's on UGHH. UGHH.com got the Invisible Men interview at South by Southwest. It's also on our pages, so you can MySpace it. Check it out, InvisibleMen.com. Well, not .com, excuse me, MySpace. Invisible.
And big up all the shorties in Toronto.
Yeah.
I see y'all out there. Specs is coming. I got my goodie bag. I got treats.
All the goodie girls in Canada is crazy, so you know what I mean? Big up all them kids out there, Ottawa, all that.
Yeah.
He's got.
Mm-hmm. So what's next for y'all?
Next, I know Speck got that guilty party. He's got kids over here mouth watering right now, trying to hear the rest of that project.
Oh, here's an exclusive. The next month Speck album called Guilty Party. It's a free album.
Oh.
It's not a mixtape, it's a free album.
Wow. That's wicked.
It's putting in work, man. I'm just working on my solo mixtape, album, you know what I mean? And just got back into the production side of things, so it's about to be a real problem for people. So.
Wicked.
That's how it's going down.
And hopefully being in Canada soon.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Get us out to Canada. We need to be in Canada.
Yeah. Hit us up, please.
Word up.
Nah, cats can't sleep on Canada. Y'all one of the last people in America that have respect for hip hop.
Word up.
It's dying out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, we even let people like worldwide know about us and everything too, because they totally appreciate like the old and the end, like the true and real hip hop.
Word up.
It's a shame, yo. If you're not Soulja Boy out here, nobody hearing it. They'll tell KRS-One to kick rock. They'll be like, what's your dance? If you ain't got a dance, we not listening.
That's wrong.
It's totally wrong.
All over wrong.
I want to do the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, man. By yourself with that. You by yourself with that one.
If you not chicken noodle stupid and moonwalking, they not listening.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, shout out to Barack Obama, too.
Word up.
I'm trying to spread intelligence.
Straight up. Word up. Word up.
Our election's going on up here, too, now, you know?
Yeah, because, it's conservative up here, which is like our Republican, and it's a conservative prime minister, and he's getting all shook because Barack's getting all the hype and everything, so we all worried now, so he's starting this election thing up in Canada too.
Yeah, people.
I'll have to keep an eye on that. I'm gonna have to jump on the online or something and check that out. They trying to get conservative, but conservatives have been fucking it up.
Right.
Yeah, we got a crisis out here with gas.
Of course.
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yo, I can't even buy gas right now. It's a third world out here.
Wow. Crazy.
Thought we had it bad up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, y'all get flamed up.
Let's get into the music.
But yeah, play that music, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
We need some more Invisible Men. What are we playing?
T-Rex. T-Rex Balls.
We're going to play both those tracks, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Back to back. Invisible Men.
Yeah, here on Dope FM 93.3 CFMU and online CFMU.mcmaster.ca. Of course, check us out on the podcast, Dope FM dopefm.mypodcast.com, the group on Facebook, Dope FM, one word. And as always, for more information, to hit us up, dopefm@hotmail.com. And
Chase March, chasemarch.com. Check my blog.
And all that other good stuff. And we'll be updating the website real soon. But right now, we're going to get into this. So keep it locked. Keep that knob crazy goot to CFMU. Never stale and rest stale, as always. Redefining radio in your community with the Invisible Man. Shouts out. Thank you once again for coming on. Big ups.
Yo, thank y'all.
No doubt.
Here we go.
Dragon piss beyond the average, beyond the accent. If we are the masters of
you, your balance is choose the words $4.
So many jealousies out of these enemies, sun sending bees over any beach, steadily decapitating you, jetting ahead of me. Your body go the other way, it's a wet semen. Try when you lie,
yeah.
That's what the deal is. Laugh at it, take a pic, send it through the email.
So
baddie, right off the ceiling. Flowers deadly, they bathe with tequilas. Touch it, bring it, hurts your feelings. We gon' bring that ruckus that y'all been wantin'. Checkin' out these suckers, good day been frontin'.
Yo, 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 Bobby got heat. Yo, 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 Bobby got heat.
We gon' bring that ruckus that y'all been wantin'. Checkin' out these suckers, good day been frontin'.
Yo, 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 Bobby got heat. Yo, 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 Bobby got heat.
We just got here already, can't wait to leave. We invisible, y'all niggas wait and see. Ill a play to beat the saber teeth. Bare handy, A to B's, triple X, corner where this lady G. Live televising, sodomizing, rape the beast. Liberty statue, trying hard not to scrape the knees. Take the streets, tell Satan, you better pray for me. Infrared, laser beam, lasery, scrape your cheek. This music is only built for grave fatigues. Sun blazing heat till y'all niggas say the peace. Indians giving the rhythm, y'all know we play for keeps. Iceman coming to shatter the rap. Backboard, track jaw, under my tongue, I spit a hacksaw. Watch them as they falling out the sky, and I catch stars. Blast off the splash jaw. Now we walking around looking like Darth Vader with his mask.
We gon' bring that ruckus that y'all been wanting. Checking out these suckers, good day been frontin'.
Yo, 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 Bobby got heat.
We gon' bring that ruckus that y'all been wantin'. Taking out these suckers cause they been frontin'.
Yo, 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 Bobby got heat.
Heat classic, East Beat, we keep Jurassic.
My herbivorous,
we just eat and keep adapting.
You don't wanna holler homes,
I'll pop your collarbone. Drop cones
in a sun cycle without copper.
Wanna be a big dog?
I'll hunt your bounty.
Walls got orange juice, especially in county.
Got tricks up my sleeve.
Chickens live there, we scalping. That's how we got here. Drunken monk, cripple style. Walk flip jitsu.
Saw slick out your mouth.
We mop the floor with you. Weapons is pretty.
Darts is sexy.
I break the glass jaw,
even if it's plexi.
Hold up, y'all. It ain't over yet.
You a definite entree for Dante entrepreneurs. Just flaming Picante, my monster manure. Dungeon beats, run funds out your dungarees.
Plus just 100 more hungry means.
Without feelings for Taylor.
Concealers, I rip your wig.
The car wasn't made out of Claiborne Riz.
My star searches with Strayhorn is. And I stay on biz like Marky, Yarky, spray on whiz.
So we run in the White House like baby kids.
Put the heat to your cheek like play this. Run in the White House like baby kids. In the radio with heat to your cheek like play this.
Bring that ruckus that y'all been wanting. Taking out these suckers cause they been frontin'.
Yo, 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 Bobby got heat. Yo, 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 Bobby got heat.
They're everywhere. Sometimes right in front of you. Don't you understand? I can go anywhere, see anything, anyone. I'm with people when they think they're alone.
Let's go. Red warfare. Red warfare.
Lightning us, prick. Chip your tooth, biting the dust. Weapon X, Megadeth, hype as a fuck.
Slit throats going neck and neck, slicing you up. See me and my peoples throwing dice off your truck while you sit on the curb with a knife in your gut. And I'ma lift it up in your chest to the left. It's caught, bitch, I smack you right in the middle of Central Park. Bring number two pencils to test your heart till the rib cage starts to shred apart. You know I'm bug, prefer lacrosse instead of golf. And when I bring the club down on your head, it sparks.
Ouch, shout,
let it all out. Concussive grenades and tear gas, I sweat it all out. Shit, I'm still trying white blood off the red leather couch. No braces in the grill, still call a metal mouth. Shit, who else get this much suburb love and ghetto clout? You ain't been through what I've been through when I've been through, so don't stress me now. You fucking with a cluster bomb, I got your head under my underarm. See, I ain't fucking mom, I just helped her readjust the dome. Dario Argento, demons poke swords in eyes. Laughing as I hang you with a cordless mic. Shit on your crew, now you the lord of flies. Bring flames on your wounds till it's cauterized. Cut your head off above the ear, they say you really lost your mind. Spent, he do this all the time. It's nothing but red warfare.
Masterpieces made, times have changed, like daylight savings. Follow me, man. Gotta roll where the flows go beyond yours. Meteor shower meets Terminator 4. I'm cut from a cloth that clothed the gods. When slam dunking planets, I hold my balls. Slaughter toys like Waterboy, I love my moms. Got mud on the face and blood on the palms. You bird brains, I kill with eagle's claw. See the crud on the boots, got bones and flesh. But my suit hold badges like dicks who detect. Yellow trench Tracy, Columbo dumb flow. You bench press trucks, I slice your muscle. Don't swing flower fists, we bite your knuckles. Make sure they crumble like stale cookies. While your face buried in bush, mine buried in books. Learning new recipes for the boy to cook. This is Rusty Blade butcher knife. Gangrene took your life before your death. Your flesh like Luferic. Incredible Hulk, let me bury my thoughts. Your girl is slut dinner, we burying forks. Us kings get escort with chariot horse. Underground like Harriet Tubb or marathon run. Stay tucked in a chamber, keep focus. Away from you dicks like a celibate nun. Like a celibate nun.